Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Moncrief on News Talk.
A coin toss is often a way to allocate a space or even to solve a dispute, because tossing a coin is seen to be subject to chance and therefore fair. But is it? Michael Salter Townshend is an assistant professor of statistics at UCD. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So you've actually tested this. How many coin tosses did you do?
Personally, I haven't tested this rigorously or formally myself, but I absolutely love that something as simple as a coin toss can still generate such ongoing debate as to the ins and outs of it. Is it fair? Is it random? You know, there's a study wherein the biggest study I could find in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, a researcher there did 350,000, more than 350,000 coin tosses, with 49 graduate students in a team tossing coins for weekends at a time, and recording the results to see, you know, is this as simple a process as we think it is?
Right. OK. And is it as simple a process as we think it is?
In fact, it's not. It's not quite a 50-50. And the reason for that is sort of twofold. One is, if the people are not trying to influence the coin in any way. OK, so this is, 350,000 coin tosses done by 49 people with no training and no skin in the game. They're not trying to influence the coin at all. The coin lands the same side up it started on about 51% of the time. Now, that may seem pretty close to 50%, but it's consistent. And if you like, that's better odds than the house has in blackjack in a casino. So there's money to be made at that.
Right. OK. And but mathematically and in terms of the physics of a coin toss, that is fair, is it not?
It's close to fair in terms of it's pretty close to 50%. But if you know that it's heads starting off, then you can slightly think it's going to be heads, slightly better than 50% is going to be heads again. And there's physics that's been worked out behind that, and that's that it doesn't spin perfectly. It tends to wobble and spend a little bit more time when it's in the air on the side it started on. So it's close to fair. Another way to make it fair is to not see which side it's on to begin with. But of course, it can also be influenced. And that's the second big factor in the equation, is that if someone does practice, they can train themselves to get it well above 51%. Yeah, indeed. So there's a researcher called Percy Diaconis in the States. He's a professor of statistics in Stanford. And he was once a magician, still is in the circle of magic, registered magician. And he can get 10 out of 10 heads when he tosses a coin in a way that people seemingly think looks fair. The coin is spinning in the air. It looks good, but he can get it to land heads 10 out of 10 times.
OK, so then, given all that, in studies of coin tosses, do they take into account the perception of the people taking part? That being, if you lose a coin toss, you might think, that's kind of a bit dodge.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a really nice and very large study that's just come out, which is looking at exactly that question. And so they actually did 11 different experiments that all varied slightly. And the nuances of how they differed was to get at different aspects of this. But the sort of consistent results that they found across all 11 slightly varied experiments was that when people lose the coin toss, they feel that if their opponent was the one flipping the coin, they think it's less fair than if they were to be allowed to flip it. They're also more displeased with losing when their opponent is the one who flipped the coin than if they flip it themselves. I guess they feel they've made it fairly fairly unbiased. But if their opponent flips, they perceive there to be something rigged against them.
So when you see in at the start of football matches and the like, when a referee might toss a coin but lets it fall to the ground, Is the psychology in that vein then?
The psychology still applies, because even if the referee is the one flipping it, and you suppose that the referee is himself, let's say, unbiased, and he lets it fall all the way to the ground, so he's not doing anything funny about the catch or anything like that. The person who gets to decide whether to call heads or tails, that still has an effect. So one of the things they found in this big study with these multiple experiments was in fact that whether the opponent is the one who gets to call heads or tails also increases the displeasure someone feels when they lose, and they score the whole game as being less fair.
Huh. So if I flip a coin, but I lose, I think it's fair. But if I flip a coin and you lose, you think it's unfair.
That's correct. But in fact, there's even a slight subtlety to that in what's going on in your head, in the psychology for you when you win. That's one of the things that they got at with these multiple experiments, was the person who wins also has an increased feeling of guilt and an increased feeling of influence over the result.
Right, God save us. It's a nightmare of feelings.
It is.
Michael, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Michael Salter Townshend there, Assistant Professor of Statistics in University College Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.